And my flesh develops more and more. It begins to take more weight in my entire being and life. Can you see my center of gravity is going to shift? The center of gravity is where all and everything else flows out from our being. Out of the heart flows the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. All those points connected, spirit, soul, and body. And that's why I believe sometimes the word heart seems to imply on the soulish side, fleshly side. Sometimes it seems to move towards the spiritual side. And that's why it's so hard to define, because when you take the root meaning of the word heart, it means from the middle, the center of gravity point that moves an entire person. And what's our conclusion on this matter? We close very quickly. In James, it tells us a solution. In James chapter 4, it tells us how to govern. When you say, which comes first, thoughts or emotions? And depending on your definition of the word heart, if the word heart in your definition is more on the emotional side, then you think it's emotion. It's more on the analytical side, then it's a mind. But the word heart, as I see, implies from the central point of your being. James chapter 4, in verse 9, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. And here it says, purify your hearts, you double-minded. Implying that when your heart is purified, your mind stops being double-minded. Or the double-mindedness ceases. So when the heart changes, then the double-mindedness is removed, and all those problems we have to do with double-mindedness is removed. And that is why you have scriptures in the Bible like this that you have, like I read to you from King David's Psalms, some Psalms. So he says in Psalms 57 verse 7, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. The word fixed is the word establish. Psalms 108 verse 1. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give thanks. Psalms 112 verse 7. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. What about famous or familiar verses like Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In other words, there's a part of your being that has to be fixed. And so, what we have in conclusion is the control of our thoughts and emotions rests in the heart. Not in the emotions per se, not in the thoughts per se. You cannot change your emotions with emotions. You cannot change your thoughts with thoughts. You have to deal with it deep within from the heart. You have to fix your heart. How do I fix my heart? Number one, by choosing what you believe. See, once you choose what to believe, regardless of what is around you, something is stabilized. That is why people who choose not to believe the Bible are still struggling, because there is no fixed point. No point to have the center of gravity from. So we have to fix what we believe. If we believe in everything the Bible says, then there's some stability. Non-belief is when you haven't have a choice yet. The facts haven't come to you. Unbelief is when you have seen and have heard whatever information is given and you choose not to believe. And belief or faith is in taking whatever facts you have given and sometimes insufficient data, and the rest you've got to make up for it from the Word, and you believe in the Word, your heart is fixed. So that's number one. To choose to believe in something in line with the Word of God. Regardless of your senses, regardless of what you're seeing, you must have a fixed point of belief. Once you fix it, your heart is fixed. Secondly, a heart is fixed when you choose to allow God to bring to your heart whatever emotional or knowledge or revelation experience that you require. From the heart, not from the mind. Your source is different. You rely on God to find the center of gravity in your life from which issues all of your things. In a perfect situation, your heart will be situated in your spirit. That's why it's perfect. In a perfect situation, your heart would be situated in your spirit. So we conclude, throwing out the last word here, if there's a double-minded, then there is a single-minded. Unfortunately, there is none. But there is a word, single-hearted. Single-hearted. So there is no single-minded, but interestingly, since the cure is in the heart, then singleness of heart. And it says in Ephesians 6 verse 5, with fear and trembling in singleness of heart. Colossians 3 verse 22, but in singleness of heart fearing God. And here's a statement from Jesus. Matthew 6 verse 22. If therefore thine eye be single. Now Jesus was not talking about this eye here. He's talking about the heart, the eyes of your heart. Therefore if your eye be single, your whole body is full of light. So if your heart is fixed in God and it's all centered on God. Remember what Jesus said? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Not just a portion of your heart. So, in fixing your belief system, in fixing your love system. See, when your love is set, Jesus says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. So, when your love is fixed upon the Lord, that's where the heart is fixed, in singleness of heart. But in singleness of heart, fearing God. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body is full of light. Luke 11 verse 34. When thy eye is single, the whole body is full of light. It affects every part of your being. So David says, my heart is fixed. Because number one, he believes the word. Number two, he believes in God as his source, the treasure. Number three, his love is upon the Lord. When you do that, your mind and emotions will with time change. I didn't say it's an instant change, but a change has to come from inside. And once that insight is fixed, you find that through the weeks, through the months, through the years, your mind and your thoughts and emotions slowly changing in the Lord. Fix your heart in the Lord. Believe in His Word. See Him as a source of all things. Love Him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. We'll touch on more of this next week. Let's go to God in prayer.